The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is, why do I go blank? It's Monday, right? And it's Monday, December 19th. Am I correct? Yes, thank you very much, Kermit. I'm looking at his phone. That is definitely December 19th. And we are on our way to Christmas. It's about 7 days left, or like 6 days left before Christmas. Today is going to be a good day because I have an open line. And the reason why I have an open line is because, as usual, every so often this happens, my guest canceled. So when my guest canceled, we have an open line and then we talk about what you want to talk about. And I always have one or two things that I want to talk about and to see your opinion. So we have, the numbers are 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. And of course, you can text me at 422-GR96. And then we can have a conversation. Of course, whilst I was waiting and panicking that my guest wasn't coming, I said, "Aaron, what you doing?" And she said, "Okay, I can stay back. I said, "You willing to stay back with me?" I said, that's such a good woman you are. Right? But Aaron and I are kin. We are family on that Hannah Hasey Tyne family tree. And then I tend to use that at my advantage and say, "Hey, you know, we family, you know, and because of that, she was able to stay back and I'm able to continue the show. And I say, "Aaron, can we do some more giveaways?" And she said, "Yeah, we have prizes." I said, "We have prizes." I said, "We even have a grand prize today." So we can do that. And the grand prize today is a gift voucher to the best fish, actually, which is our Drifters at the Fry. And we have a voucher for that. I need to look at my phone and see how much the dollar value is for that. But it's definitely for two people. And that tends to be great. But Aaron, you're in? Because I hope you have some good questions that we can ask. And I have one or two things I want to talk about. And I see you have a list, always have a list of things that you want to talk about. And I already announced that it's the open line Monday.
Nice.
Right? Uh-huh. So if the listening audience want to call in and say, "Hey, Aaron, let's hash things out," we can do that.
Mm-hmm. The paper.
Oh, yeah. You have one, your paper back, or it's my paper?
Okay, it's your paper now.
Oh, it's your paper. No, man, I can go by your flow. I thought you normally have two papers. This recession.
Keep that one. That look good.
Okay. It look good with me, eh? White on black. But yes. But I want to talk about things. Okay. This is what I wanted to talk about. If you didn't agree to come on the show, and I'm glad. I'm really grateful that you agreed. That I saw a live on social media,
mm-hmm.
right? This live again was the, like, put it this way, the Honorable Lincoln Bean,
mm-hmm.
right? The leader of the COI. Of course, he is pandering and trying to get the general public to support him. He's trying to make a name out of himself. He's trying to stay on the issues at hand, right? So I'm going to give him that before I put my issues forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
In his attempt to be mainstream, to matter, right? At this present time, and again, because he's done it on several occasions, he has decided to side with outside forces in order to diminish our government,
mm-hmm.
in order to get ahead. And there's an African saying, especially during slavery, right? That there were always people amongst us, someone amongst us, who is willing to sell out the rest of us in order to get ahead, right? And when I saw this video, this live, where he was talking to who these were,
I think they had labeled said crypto millionaires.
Crypto and millionaires and what do you call it? People who promote things.
Oh, influencers.
Influencers, crypto influencers. He said he had about out there and was taking them to the central CID,
mm-hmm.
right? And to make a claim or press charges against Bankman-Fried, right? And of course, he named, and I'm daring. I'm the bold one who's called people names all the time. And the names that he called, those people like Sue. These real bohemian juggernauts, right? Mm-hmm. Established. In fact, one is a KC that he called and said, and hint of corruption. So they are corrupt and they assisted a Bankman Fried in terms of these fraud charges. And he wants to bring charges on these bohemian politicals, because these were politicians / former politicians and senior lawyers, mm-hmm. right? And I was concerned, saying, you know, this boy keep on doing that. And of course, in another address, another live, he suggested that all of our politicians, and then even the sitting government,
but he
is corrupt in some manner, and they're in collusion mm-hmm. with Bankman Fried in order to get money away from the, from their investors inside FTX. Go ahead, Aaron.
Isn't he a politician too?
Yes, hey. But he is a politician. Yeah. But he, his agenda is he's the only savior.
The Bahamas.
Of the Bahamas. The only way to save the Bahamas is if you vote a Lincoln Bean, vote a COI, because both the FNM and the PLP are two sides of the coin. You know, he uses that phrase mm-hmm. all the time. But I am concerned about the verbiage. I'm concerned about the narrative he portrays, because he's trying to be on the fence and say, well, it's not Bahamians, right? Mm-hmm. It's the politicians. And mind you, our politics is made up of behemoths.
Yeah.
Right? We are part of the process. We vote them in, we vote them out, we partake in the spoils of this country. But the narrative of suggesting that our country is corrupt, and there's nobody who is challenging that, especially when there are international people, we're siding on international people, who claims that our country, the members of our country, citizens, you, Aaron, uh-huh. that you are a pirate or descendant of pirate, and pirate blood thrives within you, and that you can't help yourself but to be corrupt and to steal money from white, unexpected, decent people.
First of all, there's a difference between a pirate and a buccaneer, and I don't think you should disparage pirates in that way. All coins have a fringe. It's more than two sides. Mm-hmm. All coins get more than two sides.
So you're saying
and
that
the third side is the fringe.
You're saying that Lincoln may be a fringe. Fringe party.
I think he's a part of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
This question of corruption, to suggest that nobody in this country but him and his people have been fighting against corruption. That's like when I read the people them say that they've been pioneering, that they have pioneered hydroponic container grow in the Bahamas. It just, on the surface of it, it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could see plainly that it's just some histrionics. It's just some rhetoric to drive the emotions of the people and to draw us to a particular narrative. I'm still trying to figure out if you have trained what they call alphabet agencies. If you have trained alphabet agencies in crypto, right? Then why are you in the Bahamas looking lost, not knowing how to file a case? Like, were you unable to engage your issue any other way? It all seems like theatrics.
It does seem like theatrics.
Histrionics and rhetoric. And I'd be very concerned. I am very concerned. I'm uncomfortable with it and the way that it has gone down. And now we just wait to see it play out. I don't feel alive?
Yes. No. I watched until he was at the door buzzing to go into the police station. Mm-hmm. And then I changed the channel.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what happened when he got into the police station. Did you watch Beyond That?
No, I had difficulty staying connected to the feed, to the internet.
They may have you blocked. Go ahead.
Somebody got me blocked. I don't know who it is yet.
But, you know, he started off with a narrative. He addressed the crowd of foreign personnel.
Yeah.
Right? These influencers and these, according to millionaires, FTX. And in fact, one lady corrected him, said she has nothing to do with FTX, mm-hmm. Who lost her $1 million. She called another cryptocurrency.
I think the name was Celsius.
Celsius, yes. She called, right? And of course, he hushed her. You know, I'm saying FTX now. Just stick with that. This is the narrative I'm going with.
Yeah.
Right? And I find it odd that, remember this is second press, because remember you had that Bitcoin boy who he brought here, who's calling the whole Bahamas corrupt.
Bitboy. Like that. Yeah.
And he's saying the politicians, the police, whoever else here,
can you
the lawyers.
Too?
Yeah, see, coming right back to him.
And he's a lawyer.
Yeah.
And a politician. Yes.
You're just talking about yourself. All that. Anyway, but see, my concern is, I understand his agenda is, at least he wants to say that he's trying to put the fire under our government's feet.
Yeah.
He's trying to promote accountability, right? But without any evidence, without any credence, he lays some charges out, which is spreading a narrative, an international narrative, especially when we are dealing with a false narrative about the Bahamas, knowing that we are using our laws. I find that dangerous for any Bahamian to partake. It's one to be grumbling amongst ourselves and say we can hold your foot to the fire. But when you join forces with foreign entities...
It's
to diminish our government, right. To diminish our people.
And nobody's, this is not an attempt at erasure, right? Nobody's suggesting that there are not corrupt elements in the Bahamian government system, or there are not corrupt elements in the Bahamian political system. No one is suggesting that. But to suggest that the Bahamas is more corrupt than any other nation, right, is ridiculous and is disingenuous.
It's silly.
It's foolish.
And inappropriate, actually. Especially when we know the narrative of our... We know their history. We know their narrative. We know how they manage in general.
Right.
And to know we are a developing nation and put us juxtaposed to a country that is struggling to do good, you know?
Yeah.
Where we question if black lives really matter in that country. And I'm here also echoing the Prime Minister, where saying black ran countries also matter. Mm-hmm. It seems as if they're creating a narrative where they wanted to diminish us as a people, and that we no longer count to do anything.
Right. And given the context presented, right, you could just sit there and easily say, hey, you know what, these guys are right. You know, we're just corrupt, and we shouldn't be allowed to play with the big guys, right?
Yes.
But imagine that a jurisdiction who has been identified as the largest launderer of money in the world would suggest that a country like ours is so corrupt that they should not be allowed to participate in the financial services industry, right? Imagine the narrative coming out of this FTX interrogation is that not only do European states have to regulate crypto, but they have to regulate the country's crypto operations as well. I mean, it is a slap in the face, and it is ridiculous, right? How could you already have been identified as the most corrupt?
Yes.
And then suggest to us that we are one of the biggest problems, but you're not requiring those same reforms in your own country.
Mm-hmm.
And so to then have that conversation sit in that context, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's ridiculous.
So I have this text here. It said, morning, CA Nuri. I love your show. My contribution today is, as I was watching the news in Haiti, the unrest and its growing gang violence concern, I would like to encourage all those Haitian activists that you had on your show and all my abled Haitians advocates to let's try to come together and get our home, Haiti, together instead of muscling other countries. We need all Haitian hands on deck to get Haiti back on track. I don't know, it's an open line, so I definitely would entertain.
But it's not far off of this conversation, right?
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you had any Haitian activists on your show?
Yeah, man.
I've never had any.
I mean, I technically do engage in migrant rights advocacy.
But no, I told Haitian activists, you're talking about migrant rights. They're two different things.
I mean, I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
Bahamians who promote ideas and content for other Bahamians of Haitian descent here.
Yeah,
I have that, but I haven't had any full.
No, man, I have, because I've worked with I don't know if you guys remember Matthew Matau, he was a Haitian HIV and AIDS advocate.
Okay.
Right? And then he advocated in Haiti and in the Bahamas. And so I've had him on my show. It's not a problem.
You trying to have a Haitian agenda on your show? I'm watching you. No?
I mean, Haitians are African, and I'm African, and I definitely have a Pan-African agenda on my show, without a doubt.
See, you win.
Right, but let's go back to it.
Go ahead.
The text, that's a great call to action, not to arms. Get rid of that violent talk. It's a great call to action, right? But it's disingenuous to think that a handful of Haitians living in the Bahamas, right? But that's all you need is a conscientious, concerted effort of right-thinking Haitians or Bahamians of Haitian descent to fix what's happening in Haiti. That all we need is for all of the Haitians in the Bahamas to pack up all of their resources, all of their bright minds, and go home and contribute it to Haiti. That's disingenuous and it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. And it ignores the very real global foreign policy that is dictating the dynamics in Haiti right now.
So you're saying, in essence, the text is being flippant and simplistic in suggesting that the bright minds here can solve all of Haiti's problems.
Not flippant, right? I think misguided or uninformed.
That's an educated person.
And not really clued.
This wasn't misguided. It was purposely said.
I can give them the benefit of the doubt.
You can give it the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, it would be rude of me to say that they're stupid. No, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, CC.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to suggest that they are unaware of the global foreign policy that dictates what happens in Haiti on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. That's why I have some more text. It says, "Morning, Miss Green and Mr. Nuri. Can you either tell me where can consumers make complaints against faulty repair services? Thank you. Do you know anything about that?
Consumer Protection Services. I don't have a number. I can pull it up. If you go to a text, I can look for it right now. Read another text.
Oh, yeah, I was reading the text beforehand. Yeah, great show as usual. Question. How come whenever turns person, I guess that's personal, you think the general public will ever have a mature conversation about the topic? Immigration is an emotive topic in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And it always has an issue amongst working class people because we are competing for resources. And so when you see there is a direct competition for resources, and in this case, this would be working class Bahamians, and in this instance, working class or poor immigrants, right, fighting for the same small resources, there will always be conflict. And I think that's what's the issue. And I think that if our middle class was thriving and doing well, we wouldn't even see the Haitian stem. We said, man, they had to plant. Right? They had to do the bottom job. But because we are competing and things are kind of tough at this present time, we see that a number of Bahamians are up in arms about it. But it's a problem that we need to address.
That's a great point that you make, because why are we competing? Why is the working class competing for resources? Are they being pit against each other in an attempt to obfuscate and distract us from the siphoning of resources by people who aren't actually producing anything? Well, look here, Cecil, I need to stop talking. Let me give you this number. For Consumer Affairs Office, and that's the Consumer Protection Services, 356-9391 through 5. 356-9391 through 5. That means 9391, 9392, 9393, 9394, and 9395. You can email them at info@cpcbahamas.org. That's info@cpcbahamas.org.
And I see another text. I see, and Aaron, I think Mr. Bean is attacking our country and doing more harm than good. It's disingenuous and disgraceful to imply that we all are corrupt. Shame on you, Mr. Bean. His slanderous and narcissistic personality is the bigger problem. And say, CA, you had Luby Georges on your show weekly. He is a Haitian activist. And I don't necessarily think Luby George is a Haitian activist. First, he's Bohemian, right? And he speaks about rights amongst people living in the Bahamas, not necessarily about Haitians abroad. And see what it's the definition, the wording that is being used. I think that he speaks more for Bohemian of Haitian descent who are in the middle or who deserves rights on some level. And I think we need different type of Bohemians doing that. Time say, man, I know, Luby, you're wrong on this one. But I understand the overarching theme of what he's trying to do. And mind you, there are a number of things I disagree with Luby about. So no. But I appreciate you putting the argument through. And let's machinate it through the courts. And then whatever the courts decided is what we go with. And there are a number of challenges that he and Fred Smith did. I say, hey, I would like to know what the court would decide on it. And yeah. I appreciate that the effort.
And I think sometimes the public discourse prevents us having to go to the court, right? Sometimes the public discourse alone, when engaged properly, like you really attempt, a real attempt at engaging the public, right, gives us a sense of what people are really feeling. And we need to give Bahamians an opportunity to flesh out what it is that they are really feeling without these emotive conversations, right, that are intended to evoke a particular position, the very black and white questions, right? Either you hate Haitians or, you know, and you are good Bahamian, or you love Haitians and you are you're treasonous, you know.
Yes.
We can't continue to frame these conversations in this way. I say unchecked migration is a big problem.
Yes, it is a big problem.
I also think that only focusing on Haitian migration is a problem.
Yes.
I think allowing the political class and political actors and agents to use the issue of migration to build, to raise your temperature, right, for their own personal political gain is a problem. And most people, when engaged outside of that political context, have very thoughtful, empathetic responses to the questions around Haitian migration. But look here, I got two questions for you.
Go ahead.
For the trivia.
Oh, go ahead for trivia. Let's do that.
All right, so you ready for question number one?
Mm-hmm.
And you got the text line.
I have a text line.
The phone lines are still not up yet.
I thought we got one up.
Did we get one up, producer?
Did we get one up? No, none working? Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, we have someone online. It didn't blink on this side. It didn't blink. I didn't know that the text phone... Thank you very much for your patience, by the way.
Good morning.
Aaron and CA.
Good morning. How you doing, man, Jeff?
Morning to both of you. Very interesting conversation this morning. The little caveat that I'd like to add into the conversation is this. You know, the migration situation, you know, this thing about Bahamians hating, I refer to them as our brothers and sisters from the South. All right? I don't think that's the issue at all. The majority of, there's two facets to this that we have to pay attention to. First is the main crux of persons focus at the migration situation, as you know, is the ones who come into the country unannounced. We don't know who's here in the country. We don't know their backgrounds in terms of their social activity, whether they're criminals, whether they are rapists, whether they are whatever, we don't know. And the mere fact that the government is using resources to try to bring about a situation whereas we can try and control the situation, you know, it basically all goes to naught. What I mean by that is this. We're spending our resources and we send them back. And they somehow, many of them somehow find a way back here, you know. And there seems to be, for a better word, there seems to be no true cooperation, per se, from the government on that side to encourage their citizens to stay at home or come the right way. That is the biggest crux that many persons out here in the open forum or in society have against our brothers and sisters from the South. It's not the matter of hating Haitians. We don't. It's a matter that you have some persons who are here legally who have come the right way harbor some of these people. And that's the other part that comes to this conversation, because I think what needs to happen is we need a lot of the persons from those communities to come out publicly and speak about how they abhor these persons who's coming in to put that basically puts the spotlight on them as well.
And Jeff,
you know, it's unfortunate, but then that's the way how it is.
So Jeff,
that's the problem.
Okay, Jeff, I appreciate that, and I could have that for the next topic. And I don't want to stop you, say, I want to stop the conversation.
Yeah.
I'm just writing down that point. So when I invite Luby Georges back, I'm going to start from that same question that you ended with right there. Why aren't these activists or advocates advocating that these people stay home?
Well, I would appreciate that to you.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's why I don't want to say, look, it seems like I'm stopping you, like I don't hear you.
I just want to stop at that point. All for the sake of time. I don't want to take up much time. But let me just say this one quick thing very quickly here. You know, I have many friends in some of these communities, and I can tell you, many of them, although they are originally from Haiti, but they came here the right way. They are actually speaking out against what's going on as well. And I just think that their voices need to be more vocal, so those from there would understand that they are some of their own countrymen who have migrated here the right way are also having a problem, a serious problem, with this spotlight being tossed on them, although they came here the right way. But the country must be fixed. We must find a dynamic way to fix the country where we can bring some type of stability, not just for the migrants who come here, but also for the Bahamian people, so we can become one whole society again. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly, man, Jeff. And I know Aaron has some questions there, and you have something to read. No, you read that, Aaron. And yes, read that and go straight to the question so we can get at least one question out.
All right. BTC would like to advise customers that we have commenced a disconnection exercise. BTC has easy and convenient ways to pay your bill with my BTC app, online banking, BTC virtual store, fast pay, or call us at 225-5282 to stay connected with BTC. That's 225-5282 to stay connected with BTC.
And go straight to the questions there, so let's get that one out.
All right, so the first question for today's 12 days of giveaways is, when was Arawaki built?
Okay, and the first person to either text or phone call?
First person to call
for that. Anyway, I said this texter saying, Aaron is extremely, extremely, extremely disingenuous for you all to discuss COI and his agenda. See, it's his agenda. Can you imagine? Yeah. Knowing that you all are illegal immigrants and pro-illegal immigrants. Okay.
I'm an illegal immigrant?
Apparently. That's the Mitchell side of you. Anyway, next one says, CA, I would call, but knowing that you like to talk over all your guests and twist their words, I wouldn't even waste my time. But you all are biased because of your origin. See, they call me immigrant too. That's me and you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, say good morning, CA. Why are you all discussing crypto if y'all don't understand how it works? Have you ever bought crypto or lost any funds, millions in crypto? Because if you did, you would not be saying that you are what you are saying. Luby is not Bahamian, boy. Wake up, boy. Now, I'm going to stick with the crypto one. Why are we talking crypto? I'm not necessarily talking crypto. I'm talking about the issue at hand in terms of the extradition. I'm talking the issue at hand in terms of the COI leader is suggesting that everyone in the Bahamas is corrupt and that he's creating a narrative that's going globally, which we are trying to shake off, especially the narrative is growing, it's being spread across all the Bahamians. Mm-hmm. They're saying that we all are pirates, we all are corruption, all right? And you see that people writing articles, it's like a background topic.
Yeah.
Did we mention any crypto?
I mean, not really, only we call them, but like the people who he was talking to are part of the crypto world.
Yeah, so that's crypto.
Yeah, I don't think we ever...
So if you didn't buy no crypto, you can't talk about those people.
Yeah.
You can't talk with Lincoln either with his crypto.
But I feel like if you bought crypto, then you can't talk either because you're...
You get hoodwinked, deceived, bamboozled.
You may be compromised.
Yeah, you know. Right? Your money get taken, you vexed, now you won't talk about it, you know, because you get finessed. I never got finessed by no crypto, babe.
Right. Pay attention to producer so we could see if a call came in.
Any more calls coming, producer? No, but there's a show on the call. Oh, no, it's true. Go ahead. Put a caller through. I see that looking right here.
That's why he's letting me sit over there.
Hello.
Go ahead, caller.
Good day, CA Niri and your guest.
Yeah, I've been having calls. I didn't see none of these calls. Go ahead.
You're also busy. Oh, in the morning. You're also busy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand, man.
I would like to know who's in the morning.
Is he Ruth?
The spirit.
Listen, I got a little pet peeve. It might be a little sidebar from what your topic is, right? But I observe the lighting on Bay Street. It is beautiful. The Christmas tree.
Yes, it is.
And all the lighting. But if we go turn this thing around in terms of being patriotic, why do we have American Christmas, all that Bahamian John Canoe and Bahamian Christmas music playing in the square, man?
Hold on, I can tell you why. Because the people who are responsible for that project forgot, right? They forgot that there is a radio station that's dedicated to Bahamian music, and they could have found any playlist they want there. They forgot that we have businesses that sell music that will make you a Bahamian Christmas music playlist. They forgot that these things are available. And because there's no website where you could just plug in Bahamian music playlist, it wasn't easy, and they got overwhelmed and they forgot. That's it.
Oh, good day, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Yes,
man,
sir.
You being sarcastic or you really being serious?
Well, I mean, it suggests that they're not rooted in Bahamian culture in the way that they should be.
They should be, yeah.
For this position.
That was the only disappointing thing for me. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
But that American music, Christmas music, man, we got to do better than that, man.
And the
but
Bahamian...
Anyway, huh?
You're right, sir, because the Bahamian version of Gee Whiz is Christmas is better than any version ever.
I don't understand what I'm talking about, man. If you want getting that Yonkunu spirit down there.
Yeah, yeah. Yes,
tell
sir.
The valley come. Anyway, thanks, eh?
So it's valley in the morning, not roots. No problem. Thank you very much, caller. Say, good morning. We asked a question, Mr. Dare. Reread that question again.
The first question is, when was Arawaki built?
Okay, and you can call in for that to get that answer. We have some good price today. Say, good morning, CA. You're wrong. COI is not slandering the Bahamas. They are discussing what government is doing. In no other country can illegal immigrants come and have more power than actual residents because we need more Bahamian advocates to fight for our rights.
Pause. Let me respond to that. Dear Texter. Migrants don't come here and have more power than Bahamians. Migrants come here and have more power than some Bahamians. That's it, right? What you need to focus on is why does the political class pit migrants against working class Bahamians, right? Stop accusing people of beating up your party when all they do on the radio is give you good advice. Every day. Focus on why the political class is pitting the migrant class against the working class. And this isn't new to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
This happens all over the place. The second thing I want to say is if me and Cecil A invest in crypto so we can't talk about crypto, then you telling me because y'all invested in corruption, y'all could talk about corruption? I'm just asking.
I have another caller there. Producer Pastor calling through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning, Mr. Nero. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Good, good.
Doing well, man.
Mr. Nero only advocates for one heritage or one nationality over the other. Wouldn't you call that person an activist for that particular nationality?
And it depends on how you put it. No, you say heritage and nationality. That's two different things, right?
Heritage and nationality.
I'm sure you know I'm a Pan-Africanist. Actually, Aaron is a Pan-Africanist.
Right.
Also.
I've never heard that person talk about Africa yet.
You never heard me talk about Africa?
No. I'm not talking about you. Right?
Or that other person?
And, that other person.
And we push Pan-African ideas as who we are, right?
You do.
Right?
You and Aaron do.
Yes.
But that wouldn't separate
me to say I'm not a good Bahamian. I talk about Bahamas all the time.
We're not talking about you. I mean, I'm talking about Aaron. But my question to you is, why can't we call that person what they are, an activist for the Haitian community?
Because I've seen him do activist work for women and seen him do activist work for children. So I would have to include all of that.
That's what you call that? But we'll leave it there because that's neither here nor there. What I really call about was... what's so different about what Mr. Lincoln Bain and his party is doing compared to what the previous parties have done in the past. Because we've seen the leaks, the WikiLeaks documents with our current former prime ministers, not current, well, yeah, current also, and former prime ministers in the United States Embassy talking about the pivot in power. What's different between what he's doing now?
I don't think that happened in WikiLeaks, though. I don't think that actually happened in WikiLeaks.
Those are actual documents that the U.S. government have not refuted.
I'm scared because you're right. I am very concerned because Lincoln Bain is acting in a similar way. And I wonder if this is the road to the House of Assembly.
This is how our government have always played the role. And we've had the conversation about one particular member who might be a confidential informant, but
you mean the former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham with the number CI-1622? It's public record.
But the point is, the only difference I think we see now is Lincoln is putting some things publicly about what our government is doing. But like I said, in the past, we've had former and current Prime Ministers have been doing the same thing. But I ain't gonna listen.
I still don't agree that we had prime ministers or former prime ministers or politicians going into the U.S. Embassy to work for the U.S. government.
I mean, like, get a paycheck. I don't think Lincoln doing that either. I'm almost certain he's not on the State Department's payroll. I'm almost certain of that, right? Like, I don't know if that's what you get when you get a CI number. Like, if you get a pay stub with it, I'm not certain about that either. But what he said is so fascinating. Because what he's saying is that Lincoln Bain anathema, right? Like to the
he's not special, he's not unique.
To the political culture. And I'm saying that's the problem. Like that's the problem. How is it that you are standing up to say that you are fighting against these parties? How you get up to say that you're trying to deconstruct what it is that they've done, but you operate just like them?
Mm-hmm. We have another caller, Aaron. Patrick Caller, the true producer. Go ahead, caller. Caller, can you hear me? Hi, how you doing?
Great. You had a question as to when IRRQ was built?
Yes.
My answer to that is 1969 when they dredged the harbor.
That's the right answer?
That's the correct answer.
Okay, caller, leave your number, your cell phone number.
And your name.
And your name, of course. Sorry for that. With the producer, so we can call you back and get you access to your prize.
Sure.
Excellent. Congratulations again, by the way.
Thank you.
Let's throw another question quickly.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. It's connected to that. Ma'am, I don't know if you could answer the second question because you seem well-educated on this.
She got a call back and she was trying to win that.
What was the name of the site where Arawaki is? What was the name before it was named Arawaki in 1969?
I know that. I remember Sparky called a couple of times saying that name. I actually know that.
Yeah?
I know the answer for that. I didn't know 1969, but I know the answer for this one.
Yeah.
So, okay. But let's see, any more texts. Both of you, I guess you're including you and me again.
Yeah.
Both of you only want to advocate for Haitians. There you go. Use a Haitian lover, Aaron. And Bohemians. And I don't see how y'all could think that that is not troublesome to Bohemians. This is the Bahamas, and no one ever said COI invested in FTX. Again, that's slander.
Did you say that, Cecil?
No, I know talking about COI.
I never said that. I never said that.
No, I never said that either. You're making things up as they go.
And I would hate to think that y'all is taking Crown land to make money to go invest in things like that. I would hate to think that, right? Dear Texter, I don't even know how to respond to that. Because what I've been saying for decades is, only two, because I ain't that old yet, but is that why are you only focused on Haitian migrants when you look at shanty towns, right? If you're truly advocating for Bahamians, you would realize that there is a housing crisis and that we're never going to solve it if, while Bahamians are demanding access to affordable and safe housing, the Bahamian government is subsidizing beds for tourists to sleep in when they come to visit us, right? You want to talk about advocating for Bahamians on the housing crisis, and you will solve the problem for everybody because undocumented migrants would not have a place to hide if every single Bahamian had a safe place to live. That's the simple answer. The math don't math any better than that. If you make housing available to all Bahamians, you won't have shanty towns for migrants, undocumented migrants to hide in.
I see someone was calling us now, but they hang up us now. Okay, call him back. Producer, patch him through for me, please. Go ahead, call him.
A very pleasant good afternoon. I'm calling to answer the trivia.
You know the answer?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, ma'am.
The answer before Albuquerque was Kelly Island.
Yes, ma'am, you are correct.
Congratulations there, ma'am.
Thank you so much, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, don't hang up yet. You got to leave your name and your cell phone number with the producer so we can get in contact with you and get your prizes to you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hold on there. You have any other questions? We can try to throw this out quickly. We have three gifts.
Oh, no, read some text and I got
read some text. You can look for permission. Okay, while we go, let's see. Everyone showed no the Western Esplanade, that was wrong. This one saying there's long wharf, that was wrong, right? Said this question, this text says Lincoln Bean will do anything to be elected. It is sad and frustrating to watch. Shame you have some people who are desperate for free things. And you know those person who will burn down the entire village in order to be king of a burnt out city?
Yeah.
That's the Bean at that time. That he's willing to destroy the whole Bahamas in order to govern it, to be in charge, to say he's prime minister. And I have a problem with that. You know, and there are some people saying, don't worry about that. We need to throw over some chairs. We need to broke up the place. We need to burn down the place and start from scratch. But that's chaos. And I think that the COI and its membership, and of course its leader, is running towards chaos. I see I have another caller there. Producer, patch the caller through for me, please. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
How you doing, ma'am?
Good, good. I'm going to try to answer that question about Albuquerque.
You know that someone already answered it. But go ahead. What you was going to say?
No, you said what was the name before that?
Yeah, someone answered that already. But I want to hear what you. I want to hear what you said. Go ahead. What your answer was?
Esplanade.
No, see, that was going to be the wrong answer too.
Oh, okay.
But the correct answer is Kelly Island. Oh, Kelly, it's Kelly Island, right?
Yeah, Kelly Island.
The direct answer was Kelly Island. So you was going to get that wrong still. But I mean, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks very much, man. I wish to hear you. We're going to ask the next question right now, so you listen out, hang up and listen out and see if you can win that one.
Okay. All good. Right.
Bye. No? See, my thing, Aaron, is that the narrative, he is joining the choir of those people who are anti-Bahamian, who think all...
If you'd like to make
who thinks all Caribbean nations, who think all black, majority black countries are incompetent and unintelligent, don't have the skills and the crafts to govern themselves. And see, that is what I'm very concerned about, right? Mm-hmm. He is feeding into that narrative. And whilst they kick in with him, and he's smiling up and down and say, yes, I'm getting clout and these international people are here to listen to me. Right, or listen to him. They are creating a narrative where they aim to destroy us. Then that's not to say hold the Bahamas in accountability or have a better Bahamas. Their goal is they don't think anybody in this country, black, white, or Chinese, Jews, or Gentile, is competent at all. And that is what we need to be fighting against. And when we find out that there are people who view us in that particular way, we can't be on their side. We can't be on their side because they aim to destroy and kill us. So therefore, we will say, hey, if we may have issue amongst ourselves, but I can't join you in the destruction of my people. And that's where my concern is. Do you have another question for me yet?
I had another question, but I am unsure about it. Because the question I want to ask is, what is the first financial institution in the Bahamas?
I don't answer that. So you can ask that question because I know that. You didn't show up with the answer, right?
Because I get multiple answers, but let's answer it.
Okay, go
ask it. So the third question of the day is, what was the first financial institution in the Bahamas?
Okay.
And when was it established?
But see, look where you're going with that question. That would have to Google that then. Yeah. So you need to have the answer.
Just the first part. Don't worry about when it was established.
I mean, I'm willing to throw in an extra. But are you sure about that? You sure about the next part of the answer?
Yeah. I mean, from what I have here.
Okay. If they match up with two of that question, we give them like a two gift. or one and a half, or big gift. We give him a big gift. We give him a big gift if you get a two.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Okay, see if you have a caller there. Go ahead, producer. Patrick, call it through. Go ahead, caller. Caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
How you doing?
Doing well, man.
I come to answer the question, what was the first financial institution in the Bahamas?
You know, it's a two-part question. I mean, you could get that question right, right? But, I mean, if you get both part, you get a bigger prize. But go ahead. Just go see if you get the first prize.
Was it the Government Saving Bank?
That's what I have here, Mr. Newry. The
Government Saving Bank?
That's exactly what I have here.
The Government Saving Bank?
And what year?
What's the Government Saving Bank? Go ahead, Carly. We still talking to you.
Hello, you got me?
Yeah, yeah.
1835?
That's what I have here.
Yeah, I got to give him a big rice.
Yeah, yeah.
You get the dinner?
So I write?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. According to her Google, you write. I kind of...
Oh, you're using Google?
Yeah, I got it.
What you using?
I did a research paper on this a long time ago.
Look at you.
Well, look here. See, maybe this...
You think he's the one who write it on Google? The right answer?
It says the first financial institution in the Bahamas was established in 1835 as a government savings bank. In 1837, it expanded its function to include commercial banking services, and it was formally changed to the Public Bank of the Bahamas. In 1889, the Bank of Nassau was formed.
Where you all get that correct answer from, man?
This is from journals, it looks like San Francisco University, California.
So the Americans know more about us. Because I didn't know the answer. I thought I knew the answer. I was going to say Royal Bank.
Stephen Arena had to go, I think he's now Dr. Stephen Arena, had to go to Germany.
To find that out.
To go and do his thesis on the Bahamas.
Oh, see where you're going. Okay, caller. Caller, you still there? Speak to the producer. I want you to leave your name and your cell phone number. I'll give him a dinner. I'll give him a dinner. I'll text him back. I'll give him a dinner. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You have any more questions? Because I'll turn in a fourth one.
No, I don't have any.
Okay, anyway, it's 57. So that's we get the three. We got the three questions out.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday, we have the two-hour show.
Yeah.
And we have more prizes for that Wednesday show also.
Right.
Right?
And let's list the prizes that we gave away on Friday.
Oh, for Friday, when we're going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I texted everybody. We got the three... Cookie caterers.
Right.
Gift certificates, the $20 gift certificate voucher. And then we had the...
The two runoffs, right?
The runoffs.
The two second places.
What are the second places got?
They are journals from Pontiana Press, Pontiana Paper Press.
Okay.
So they're like diaries, mm-hmm. journals you can write in. You can use it as a family schedule, right? To put all the important dates and tasks in.
Mm-hmm.
You can give it to one of your children to keep a journal. You could give it to one of your parents to start writing down stories.
You won't get an extra one, was it?
Yeah, I think I may have a couple more to give away.
I mean, why one for me?
I think we may have that. Because I'm going to ask people, Cecil, to tell us their independent story. Like, I want to know your story.
And we can give a prize for that?
No. I mean, possibly. It's a good chance we can give a prize for that. But I want to give people journals and get them into the spirit of writing down these gems.
And people have Independence Day story?
Yes, people have it. Listen, I asked the people, Cecil, I asked the people, what don't mind Livingston, Josiah, the JP mean? And this gentleman call in and tell us about this songwriter and comedian, Bagado, who's from Fox Hill, that used to sit on the wall opposite Miriam Roker's house, the educator, right? And Diamond Claire's mother, the historian and playwright, is writing a play about Miriam Roker. And all of that because the boy call in to tell me about Bagado. The people them got to start writing these gems down, and I want them to tell us their independence story.
So we doing that Wednesday?
Well, no, we don't have to. No, no, we don't have to do that Wednesday.
Well, I mean, if you want to do it Wednesday, we do it Wednesday.
I also want to do, you know, what's the most important story for the year? I want people to tell us what they think was the biggest local story for the year, you know?
Okay, so it's an open line telling the story on Wednesday, and plus we're doing the gift certificates at
Christmas.
Yeah,
the giveaways.
12 days of Christmas. At least it's less than 1 week now.
Yeah, like, look here, if I tell you my independent story, you will ki-ki-ki.
You're old enough for independence.
Yeah, man. It doesn't have to be an Independence Day. Like, I was there in 1973, and my Grammy made me bed three times before I could go out on the park. I mean, it could be that type of story, but it's your connection to independence.
I could tell you how I get gang coming from the tattoo.
Well, tell that story.
Yeah, I get beat back.
And if the story is important to you,
I am important. It's like a story you make you cry. I mean, bricks broke on my head coming back. That's some gang area, not era, 1992 right, type thing.
We need to talk about that.
That's some West Hill Street people.
We need to talk about how almost all national activities like Junkanoo and independence events were marred by, and the young people growing
violent
up through that area, that era, right, that all of their experiences with these events are tied in with some sort of social violence or social dysfunction.
You
couldn't go to Junkanoo without getting molested.
I know.
Male or female.
I know about that. You couldn't walk on orange clocks. So we can talk about that.
Yeah, man.
Wednesday.
Absolutely.
It's now 12 o'clock, Aaron.
We got to go.
We got to go.
Yeah.
It's been Guided Radio AM, and thank you very much, Aaron Green, for joining me, as
Absolutely.
Usual. Thank you very much. So we on again Wednesday together.
Yeah, yeah.
And Wednesday we'll be having a big discussion giveaway,
yeah,
as usual, for the 2 hours.
I want you to look in that bag and see who face on that shirt.
Yeah?
We're giving that away.
We're giving that shirt away.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Have a wonderful day.